Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about an important topic that we've been covering for the last several weeks, and that is rural health care and emergency medical services, these being provided in your area. I understand you have some news on this front. What is the latest?
Well, we've certainly been working to gather additional information on the rural health transformation funds that are coming to Pennsylvania from the federal government. And folks will remember that Pennsylvania is receiving $193 million for implementation of the rural health transformation plan submitted by Pennsylvania to the federal government. We've been waiting for additional information relative to how the program is going to be administered. The plan that Pennsylvania has submitted is intended to be centered around the rural health summits that were held across the state. Folks will remember that we had one of those summits here in Bradford last summer. Certainly was very informative and an opportunity for us to voice concerns from truly rural Pennsylvania. There's some important dates for this program that are coming up. There's an important deadline of October 30th of 2026 when first-year funding must be obligated, which means that we have to know where the funds will be going by that point. So it's expected that the applications for this program are going to open sometime in the next 2 weeks. They're putting the funding in four different categories, one in the category of expanding existing programs, also a separate category of program payments, such as purchasing items that are needed for rural health care. The third category is intergovernmental transfers, and the fourth being grant agreements for educational awards, for example. So four important categories, all focusing on expanding rural health care access. I recently wrote a letter to the governor urging him to use his influence with the Department of Human Services to make sure the funding is being spent in areas that truly have access issues to healthcare, and our area certainly being very high on that list. So I'm going to continue pushing to make sure that this funding is used for truly rural areas with access issues, because healthcare is so important to all of us.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a couple of programs that are important for everybody. Deadlines coming up, the first being the property tax rent rebate program. You recently had some clinics on filling out these forms. What's the latest on the deadlines here?
Well, this is an important program that has been greatly expanded that helps a lot of senior citizens with paying for their property taxes. It provides a rebate back on property tax and rent that was paid in the prior year. It's important to note that folks do not have to pay anyone to complete one of these applications. My district offices are open and available to complete these applications free of charge. And the program is open until the end of June. And oftentimes the deadline is extended beyond that. So anyone who needs assistance with a property tax rent rebate program, stop by or reach out to one of my district offices.
The next program is LIHEAP. For those who need a little bit of help paying for their heating bills, what's the details here?
Well, this is the low-income home energy assistance program. It's federally funded, but it's administered by the state. It's a very important program that has assisted many Pennsylvanians. It helps with home heating bills. An important deadline was recently announced. The program has been extended until May 8th, so there's still plenty of time to apply for assistance. To qualify for LIHEAP in Pennsylvania, you have to meet income requirements, and the best way to apply is by contacting the county assistance office in your county of residence, or you can reach out to a toll-free number for assistance. It's 1-866-857-7095.
And finally, Representative, there's a voter registration deadline coming up for the upcoming election. What do people need to know?
Well, Pennsylvanians who are not already registered to vote but wish to participate in the upcoming primary election on May 19th should be aware that they have to register to vote no later than Monday, May 4th. And you certainly have to be a citizen of the United States, a resident of the election district in which you register to vote for at least 30 days prior to the election, and at least 18 years of age on or before the date of the primary. You can easily register to vote at the Department of State's website or by reaching out to your county elections office.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update. State Representative Martin Causer.